high-performing person I used to be. Pieces of my past are being erased.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal employees.
The judge's order puts the buyout program on pause at least through Monday, canceling out tonight's deadline for applicants and at least temporarily preventing the administration from moving forward to process those who've already signed up. The White House said more than 40,000 federal workers had already agreed to take the buyout offer, which would see them placed on leave right away, but remain on the federal payroll through the end of September.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Trump's government efficiency office, headed by Elon Musk, facing other legal challenges and pushback on Capitol Hill. House Democrats say they introduced the Taxpayer Data Protection Act to curb Musk and his team from accessing sensitive personal and financial data. That bill would still need Republican support. Utility company Southern California Edison, in a report to state regulators, says it believes its equipment may have sparked last month's Hearst fire in L.A. County. This is ABC News. It is one of the last remaining big industrial conglomerates in the country, and now it's being split apart. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
Honeywell is a $145 billion company, and it's a lot of things. One part of its business focuses on personal protective products, things like work goggles and respiratory masks. One part focuses on IT and industrial automation. And one part is an aerospace and aviation technology business. Honeywell has already announced it was spinning off the personal protective gear division. Now it says it's forming independent aerospace and aviation companies as well. The separation to be completed by the end of next year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Following yesterday's signing of an executive order from President Trump aimed at banning transgender athletes from participating in women's and girls' sports, the NCAA today updated its transgender athletes policy to officially limit competition in women's sports to those assigned female at birth. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
What if every Valentine's Day gift you bought earned something back for yourself? Well, it can if you shop Macy's One Day Sale. You can save 40 to 60% on fine jewelry, designer handbags, and more. Plus, you can earn faster during Star Money Bonus Days this weekend only. Let our gift guide help you find the perfect gift for the loves in your life and earn Star Money for yourself. What's not to love? But don't wait. It's all happening tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply, including gift card services and fees.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight with the wind dying down, cold though, low near 5 above. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Then a winter storm watch for several inches of snow late Friday night into Saturday. Highs in the low 20s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 20.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers unveiling budget plans to support Wisconsin agriculture. The Democratic governor plans to propose $80 million in funding for farmers, producers, and processors as part of the state budget bill he'll unveil later this month. Are you listening to me on AM radio? U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to make sure new vehicles will still have AM radio.
For community information, for safety alerts.
Baldwin says having the AM band is vital to deliver news and information to rural communities. A Viroqua man accused of shipping firearms to Saudi Arabia faces federal charges. The Department of Justice says 60-year-old Mark John Bushman smuggled them to Saudi buyers in toasters, coffee makers, and other appliances. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get ready to save on supplies for your furry and feathered friends at Fleet Farm's Paws and Claws event. Get a free $15 gift card for every $75 you spend on Purina pet products. And stock up on Pine Tree Farms suet cakes, multiple flavors, $5 for $5. While you're at it, pick up 20 pounds of KT Basic Blend bird food, sale priced at $7.99. Stop in and get everything you need for all your pets, all at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07. Reporting from the Corn Soy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, 24/7, and West Wisconsin Telecom. Amplify Health from Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Gunderson Clinics and Tri-County Hospital. A Dunn County driver has been accused of driving under the influence when she rear-ended an Elk Mound school bus Wednesday morning. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department says the bus was stopped with red lights flashing and the stop arm out when it was picking up students near Spring Brook. That's when an SUV hit the bus from behind. There were almost 20 students on the bus. No injuries were reported. A suspect, 33-year-old Ashley Harp of Eau Claire, was arrested and is under investigation for driving while intoxicated. An Eau Claire Senior Center is getting a $2.4 million donation from a Lake community member. The L.E. Phillips Center says it's the largest donation it's ever received. Sylvia Steiner, who often visited the senior center and passed away in April of 2023, put the donation in her will. The board of directors says that it will use the $4 million donation to address the center's needs and is working on a more permanent way to honor Steiner. Hakadat woman has been accused of business theft. According to a criminal complaint, Nicole Rue was the treasurer for several businesses and organizations and is accused of taking nearly $5,000 from the Boy Scouts of America and over $5,000 from the Cadet Basketball Association. During interviews, the 43-year-old admitted to taking the money and not returning it. A pretrial conference is scheduled for February 20th. A deal that would end the stalemate that has shut down the Minnesota House of Representatives could be announced later today. Multiple reports indicate that Republicans and DFL party members have agreed to a deal to share power in the chamber. The deal would reportedly allow Republican Representative Lisa DeMuth to be House Speaker through the end of the next year. Republicans would control House committees until a special election is held to fill a currently open seat. The DFL then is expected to end its boycott of the House and attend this afternoon's House session. You're listening to WRDN News.
At 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Firefighters from Nelson responded to a camper fire at S776 Center Creek Road Wednesday. When firefighters arrived, they found the camper engulfed and is a total loss. A shed next to the camper was saved, but the shed did sustain an undetermined amount of smoke and fire damage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. It's believed to have started from the camper furnace. The Wabasha Police Department is asking for the public's help after an explosion January 31st. According to the department, at approximately 12:53 a.m. on January 31st, there was a large explosion in the area of 2nd Street and Bridge Avenue. There is footage of the explosion, and in the footage, you can hear someone yell in the background at the possible suspects. If anyone has any information on the incident there, to contact the Wabasha Police Department. Chippewa County Board Chairman Chuck Hall has announced the names of the final three candidates for the position of County Administrator. The three finalists are Andrew Albardo, the current Sawyer County Administrator, Brad Henschel, the current City Planner for Chippewa Falls, and Dana Schoing, the City Administrator of Tuttle, Oklahoma. The three finalists will be visiting Chippewa Falls February 18th and 19th to participate in a variety of assessment activities. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has unveiled his budget plans to support Wisconsin agriculture. The governor is proposing $80 million in funding for state farmers, producers, and processors as part of his state budget that he'll unveil later this month. That includes $30 million in state funding for an effort that Evers created in 2021 using federal COVID-19 funding to help local food banks. Evers included a similar provision in his previous budget, but Republican lawmakers removed it. Some of the other initiatives include $15 million to relaunch a program created in 2009 to purchase easements that barred land from being developed for any purpose other than agricultural use. Evers said farmers, producers, and processors have been the backbone of Wisconsin for generations. A drastic drop in monarch butterflies over the last year. The count of monarchs at a site owned by the Nature Conservancy saw over 33,000 monarchs last winter. This year, the site only hosted 198 of the butterflies, marking a 30-year low. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsin is the core breeding ground for the eastern migratory monarch population, with the state's milkweed perpetuating several generations of the butterflies each spring and summer. An increase in herbicide use in the state over the decades has led to steep losses of milkweed. Environmentalists are encouraging planting milkweed and nectar flowers to help sustain the monarch population. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey.
Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now looking to hire seasonal staff members for state parks and other recreational areas. The department says additional help is typically needed for groundskeeping, maintenance, and customer service in late spring and early summer. Extra park rangers and natural resources educators are usually hired on as well. More information is available at the Wisconsin DNR website. For WRDN News, reporting from the Corn Soybean Expo, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Time is up. The IRS is in full collection mode for 2024, issuing liens, levies, and garnishments to anyone who has a past tax debt or unfiled tax returns. Don't wait till it's too late. Your paycheck and bank accounts are at risk of being seized. Call now and stop the collection process today. If you're living check to check, no matter how much you're making, you still may qualify for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. It's just a 5-minute call to get your options, and it's free. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wager bank levy, or finally just want to sleep better. Business or personal, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief while there's still time. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's tough. This veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. The call is free. Call their hotline number now. 800-298-6544. That's 800-298-6544. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-298-6544 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Hamlin Hales Edwards Hall Induction. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
Denny Hamlin harkens back to the final two seasons of Carl Edwards' NASCAR Cup Series career spent at Joe Gibbs Racing, when four of the best drivers of their era were all under the same roof, vying amongst each other as much as the rest of the field.
Carl was a great teammate and competitor both. Hated my stint was so short with him. And at that time where I had Matt Kenseth and Kyle Busch and Carl Edwards as teammates, it was like you're constantly just battling each week not to be the worst of the four cars. I mean, it was just an all-star, all Hall of Fame type team that they just raised your level of intensity.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The 2025 Hall of Fame class will be unveiled during the NFL Honors Awards show tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Two people with Packer ties on the list for consideration, former Packers coach Mike Holmgren and former wide receiver Sterling Sharp. Chiefs and Eagles continue to prepare for Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans on Sunday. Many fans don't want to see the Chiefs three-peat. Defensive lineman Chris Jones thinks he knows why.
Every good story has to have a villain, man. You know, and people hate success. You know, over time, people like to see something different. They don't like to see the same people winning. They don't like to see the same type of success. People love something new.
Today is a travel day for the Bucs after they beat Charlotte 112-102 last night, ending their four-game losing streak. They're in Atlanta to take on the Hawks tomorrow night. Patrick Baldwin Jr. didn't stay in Milwaukee long enough to unpack his suitcase. Bucs reportedly sent their recently acquired Baldwin and cash to San Antonio today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Significant changes to the football playoffs are approved at the WIAA Board of Control meeting. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. At Wednesday's WIAA Board of Control meeting in Stevens Point, the group approved several significant changes to the high school football playoff system. The board voted 10-1 in favor of implementing the football playoff matrix for qualification and seeding, and 8-3 to utilize the system for assigning regional groupings as well. The playoff matrix was proposed by the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association in an attempt to bring consistency and transparency to the process with a data-driven approach that continues to balance travel distances and geographic representation. Division assignments will now be done before the season, and teams will qualify within their identified division. Points are awarded for all wins based on the size of the opponent, with points also pulled in from games that teams win to incorporate strength of schedule. Based on those points, teams will qualify for the playoffs and be assigned a seed 1 through 8. A computer will then assign one of each seed to groups based on limiting travel distance, but allowing for more balance in the strength of regional groupings. Also, the 8-player football playoffs will expand to 32 teams, with the season starting 1 week earlier to accommodate the additional round of tournament play. Both plans will be implemented in the 2025 season. You can read more about all the plans over at WISSports.net. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. I have a tip for you, compliments of the underwater camera, and it is one that you'll need to know if you're a crappie angler. I'll tell you more, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Crappie anglers often wonder, when a big northern pike moves into the area, does this shut off the bite? Well, we've seen a lot of that over the past few seasons with underwater viewing cameras, and the answer is a resounding yes. Those panfish you have been catching will definitely get very tight-lipped. When a big northern pike moves into the zone, it will scatter fish, the crappies move out, the sunfish move out, the perch are gone. And it just shuts off the bite. I can understand why these fish are forage fish that these big pike are planning to eat. Even the bigger fish, obviously, they don't like those big northern pike swimming around, and they get real nervous. So they just quit biting. So what do you have to do in a situation like that? Your only option, actually, is to move. You want to have more than one or two spots that you can go to when you're out on the ice fishing, and in a situation where you have a predator fish move into the zone, you'll know that pretty quickly. You'll see it on your sonar, on your camera. The fish just quit biting. Then it is time to move. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight with the wind dying down, cold though, low near 5 above. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Then a winter storm watch for several inches of snow late Friday night into Saturday. Highs in the low 20s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now it's 20.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome back once again to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we do continue our broadcast at the Buffalo Bill Farm and Ranch Expo. And of course, hearing from Mike Suzzolo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And you and I are talking, Mike, during the commercial break about these markets and playing on the headlines. And you brought up an interesting point that I had not thought about, and that's the algorithms and how all of that can affect this trading. Can those computers keep up with the ever-changing headlines?
Yeah, I think it's a real test. And it's going to be a real test to the algo fund type mindset that is increasingly taken into account our price action and what's determined our prices, because everything has been digitized and moves into these computerized trades. But I don't think, and my guess would be, Susan, because of what we talked about in the first segment, I don't think that they're probably ready for permanently higher interest rates, maybe permanently higher inflation. A very set mindset by an administration that goes back 40 or 50 years and looks at history, and this America First mindset that President Trump has, I think is going to be a real test of whether those algorithmic traders and their platforms and computer-generated trades can really keep up. I think we'll be talking about that probably in about 6 months to say, wow, they really did a great job, or they're really going to have to go back to the drawing board at this point.
So switching gears and taking a look at the happenings of this livestock complex, I mean, yesterday was a nice tick up. Some wonder if it was just a blip on the radar. And then we saw the big drop we had today. And as you and I are talking again, this whole headline thing, but catching people off guard was the fact that USDA said, hey, we did have 500 head of cattle that crossed the border. They were inspected. They were good to go. And they came into the United States.
Yeah, my mindset is pretty strong that this feeder cattle break to the downside today was unfinished business from when we found out that Mexico was going to be allowed to bring their feeders across, because almost every single person that I spoke with talked about how it was going to be at least 30 days before we started to see animals cross the border. The APHIS press release that we all looked at kind of hinted at the idea that there could have been some in pens that had already been under the new protocol. I kind of read that in between the lines, but most of the cash people I talked to, if not all of them, were thinking that it was going to take some time because this protocol just got started. So if that's correct, we really need a strong turnaround or a bottoming price action in the market on Friday, on tomorrow, because with the percentage break we saw today and the amount of volume that we saw in both fats and feeders compared to yesterday, which I looked at on the Mercantile Exchange website after today's close ahead of our show, it really does smell and look like fund-led liquidation at this point. And it seems very likely, especially given that the feeder corn ratio, something you and I've talked about a lot lately, broke to its lowest level since May of last year. That's another potential indication of fund-led selling. So we've got to stop this momentum, this selling momentum, abruptly. And so I'm really looking for a lot out of Friday's trade to kind of cut the market short mindset, just cut it out at that point. And I think the fat cattle are going to be the main thing that do it, because with winter weather coming in next week, does it get the packer to finally move and bid up finally? And we see the cash market, which is 207, 208 right now on light trade, really kick into a higher gear and stem that negative flow in the feeder market.
So does this set the tone then, Mike, for what we see in the cash the rest of the week? I mean, we've seen a little bit traded, but does it kind of change our thought pattern?
Well, I will say this, you know, going back to 2014, 2015, which is a similar time period, except that HPAI is still not contained this time around and is a big reason, in my view, Susan, why we've got this protein rally continuing, just because the competitive supplies of proteins just not there like it was in 2014, 2015. We still have a red hot cash steer and calf market, and we still have a strong cash fat cattle market. My mindset is that we can continue to have a strong cash mindset and lead the futures so that they don't have to plummet like they did in 2014 and 2015. But if you take out key monthly support levels, which we're dangerously close to right now, you can flip the switch to where you add another 10 or 12 or 15% on top of the losses already seen, because that's kind of what happened in 14-15. And essentially the futures took over and led the cash lower. And that's the trick right now, is we don't want to see that, but we got to watch for it.
So finally, as we get ready to wrap up, what's the one thing you want them to keep an eye out or keep in the forefront of their mind going into tomorrow's trade?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a WASDE report right around the corner. And so we're going to have to put to bed or keep, you know, alive the South American weather market, because we're harvesting now in South America. So we're at a point now in the soy complex, especially, we need to feed the bull. I'm hoping that in the wheat market, we're just starting to move and see significant short covering, because on the commitment of traders report, I think the funds were around 130,000 net short.
They
were
real quick. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
GlobalComResearch.com. It's GlobalCom with two M's, research.com.
And that's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx, innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTx. Progress continues in Washington, D.C. to seat members of President Trump's cabinet. Last week, former Congressman Lee Zeldin was confirmed to head the EPA, an industry with lots of oversight over agriculture. I'll have more on his confirmation when we come back.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that combines precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. The alignment of these brands supports farmers, dealers, and OEMs globally. PTx Trimble and Precision Planting understand the challenges of farming. That's why they design solutions to help you implement technology and automation on your farm. They knew there was a better way, so they're building it together. With a combined set of products from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble, there are now precision ag technologies to touch all brands, equipment types, and farms. PTx spans the entire crop cycle, from land prep to planting, spraying to harvesting, and each pass in between. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
With a 56-42 Senate vote, Lee Zeldin last week was officially confirmed as the new head of the Environmental Protection Agency. For farmers, ranchers, and ag businesses, that means a new approach to the agency responsible for everything from watershed regulations to pesticide approvals. So who is Mr. Zeldin, and what should the ag industry expect? He served in the House from 2015 to 2023, representing the 1st Congressional District on New York's Long Island, and he worked to preserve the Long Island Sound and Plum Island. While he wasn't a key player in ag policy during his time in Congress, he has pledged to take a pragmatic approach to environmental regulations impacting the industry. During a Senate confirmation hearing, Zeldin emphasized that he sees protecting the environment and supporting the economy as goals that can coexist. He told lawmakers, quote, "We can and we must protect our precious environment without suffocating the economy." He also assured farmers that he wants EPA scientists to lead the decision-making process on regulatory matters, saying, quote, "I intend to let the scientists do the science." Agriculture groups are watching him closely, and so far, reactions to Zeldin's nomination have been cautiously optimistic. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association welcomed his confirmation. Ethan Lane, vice president of government affairs for the group, said NCBA looks forward to working with him on policies that protect clean water and healthy soil that American agriculture relies on every day. Meanwhile, the Renewable Fuels Association is eager to see how Zeldin handles biofuels policy. RFA CEO Jeff Cooper noted that his role in administering the renewable fuel standard will be critical. Of course, Zeldin will be under pressure from both sides, as environmental groups have questioned his commitment to strong regulations, while farm groups hope he will roll back burdensome rules. I'll have more when we come back.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Following his confirmation, all eyes are now on the new EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin as he settles into the job. With agriculture squarely in the crosshairs of EPA policies, farmers will be paying close attention to how Zeldin navigates one of the most politically charged roles in Washington, D.C. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight with the wind dying down, cold though, low near 5 above. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Then a winter storm watch for several inches of snow late Friday night into Saturday. Highs in the low 20s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now it's 20.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He loves me tender, he loves me mad, he He's always saying he's my biggest fan. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. When there's dark clouds in my eyes, he just sits back and lets them roll on by. Coming like a lion, going like a lamb. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He thinks I'm pretty, he thinks I'm smart. He likes my nerve and he loves my heart. He's always saying he's my biggest fan. I'm pretty, he thinks I'm smart. He likes my nerve and he loves my heart. Don't see no reason to change my plan. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
My way in North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley. I can see my baby tonight.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey.
String band.
My baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey.
Trucker out of Philly had a nice long toke, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey. Mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, hey.
Mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama,
I wanna feel. Hey, hey, hey.
cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. And we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, man, you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Whoa, I told you I was gonna marry you. You probably didn't think that it was true. That we jumped in right off the deep in that mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. I can still smell your perfume. Girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night. Unforgettable.
country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I pulled into the shopping center and saw a little boy wrapped around the legs of his mother. Like ice cream melting, they embraced years of bad decisions running down her face. All morning I'd been thinking my life's so hard, and they wore everything they owned, living in a car. I wanted to tell them it would be okay, but I just got in my Suburban and I drove away. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. Keep having this dream about my old man. I'm 10 years old and he's holding my hand. Talking on the front porch, watching the sun go down, but it was just a dream. He was a slave to his job and he couldn't be around. So many things I wanna say to him, but I just placed a rose on his grave and I talked to the wind. And I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry, don't cry. Sitting here with my kids and my wife and everything that I hold dear in my life. We say grace and thank the Lord, got so much to be thankful for. Then it's up the stairs and off to bed, and my little girl says, I haven't had my story yet. And everything weighing on my mind disappears just like that, when she lifts her head off her pillow and says, I love you, Dad. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. They say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry, don't cry.
What is the world coming to when lovers can't believe? They got love coming true, and then they up and leave. They say they will when they won't. They say I do, then they don't. That ain't the way it's gotta be. But you and me, imagine that. Love lasts forever. Imagine that. The world I couldn't if I tried. As long as I got you with me, girl, I'll be satisfied. Let's do what we can, mean what we say. I will just take it day by day, 'cause I wanna prove to everyone that it can be done.
Imagine that.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Alone again tonight, without someone to love. Stars are shining bright, so one more wish goes up. Oh, I wish I may, and I wish with all my might, for the love I'm dreaming of and missing in my life. You'd think that I could find a true love of my own. It happens all the time to people that I know. Their wishes all come true, so I've got to believe that there's still someone out there who is meant for only me. I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star. It seems like someone else keeps getting what I'm wishing for. Why can't I be as lucky? I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star. I sit here in the dark and stare up at the sky, but I can't give my heart one good reason why. Everywhere I look, it's lovers that I see. Seems like everyone's in love with everyone but me. Yes, I must be wishing on someone else's star. It seems like someone else keeps getting what I'm wishing for. Why can't I be as lucky as those other people are? Oh, I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star. Why can't I be as lucky as those other people are?
I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge temporarily blocked President Trump's buyout offer to federal employees until at least Monday. ABC's Catherine Folders has more.